We're building a community that's anchored in celebrating the artistic and technical and social history of recorded music. Our state-of-the-art facility is going to be a cultural center and living archive. We're going to have world-class sound reproduction and a full range of musical exhibits and presentations and discovery for all ages.
Okay, so the programs that you would have, tell me what one would look like. Would you just say, okay, on Wednesday we are going to listen to Jimi Hendrix? We're gonna, how are you arranging this?
We're going to have both formal presentations and guided, curated experiences, as well as we'll have free-form music listening sessions. So a good example might be Wednesday night would be jazz night, where we're playing jazz all night long. And it wouldn't be lots of talking on those nights. It would be a lot of music. Whereas, let's say, my own show that I do, Listen KC, it's more of a curated presentation where we talk about either one artist or one album, and typically you play a lot of lead-up tracks that relate to the music that we're going to listen to, and then we would play one album all the way through. So a good example would be, say, the 50th anniversary of Abbey Road. We will play music that was related to that, talk about the whole process, the music writing process, the recording process, and then sit there quietly and listen to the whole album front to back all the way through. So we'll have combinations of the two, basically really formal presentations and kind of structured, curated listening sessions, as well as more genre theme-based kind of opening listening sessions on average nights.
So this is kind of sounding like a radio show with an audience. How is it different from that?
It is, in a way, a radio show with the audience. There is a difference in the level of interaction that you have. Obviously, the presenters can get feedback from the audience real time. It's a communal experience. They're listening to music together again, which is something that we've been lacking for quite some time, especially as a focused activity. So many of us, I mean, I grew up in an environment where my parents had friends come over and listen to records. I got a new record and I have friends come and hang out in my bedroom. And that's something that over time, technology, the advent of inexpensive headphones and streaming audio and you listening to music as background to your workout or cooking or any of the other things you're doing, we've kind of lost that communal social sharing in the music experience. And that's one of the things we're trying to help foster. So if people just want to be more social while they're listening to music, we'll be able to accommodate that as well.
Is this a sort of thing that you would be open 7 days a week or just certain days?
Our plan is during the day, we're going to run this very much as a guided, curated, and educational experience. So our plan is to have educational programs for K through 12 and post-secondary, as well as like casual learners, music fans. We are planning on having kind of set exhibit rooms around the history of recording and music. So we'll have a room where you can go see Edison cylinders and listen to them. And we'll have rooms with reel-to-reel machines. And we'll have a 1950s and 60s room where we talk about the birth of hi-fi and tube amplifiers and turntables. We're putting the music first. We're putting the music, the love of music, at the forefront of this.
When are you planning to open? Right now, it's all still in the planning stage, right?
We would be looking at like first quarter of next year to open. I would probably look at hiring people right after the first of the year.
You saw a need, you're rushing to fill it. The thing you're single most excited about, though, is.
I think the thing I'm most looking forward to is going back to sharing this music with people.